Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's has served this valley for decades, finding their customers right insurance, right price, best price. And if there's a claim, they act as if it happened to them. Why? Because they're your partner in all of this. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, 16 days away. Can you believe that? 16 days. Boy, do I love going to that tournament. We have such a great time. Craig does such a great job out there, you know, on our team. The Chief is just a lot of fun to be with. Hit some great shots. Sean's there. We just, the four of us just have a great time. Wouldn't you say so, Sean?
Yeah, when I was talking to Adam Purdy about a week or two ago, I was talking about like all the topics that we were kicking around while we were out on the course. You know what he said to me? He goes, you know, I should ride around with you in the golf cart while the guys play. And I said, you should.
We have a great time.
Absolutely. Hey. Oh, he'd have a ball. Hopefully, if he's out on the course, he can maybe be out on the course with, you know, his, you know, he can latch onto a threesome in the afternoon and golf and hang with us in the morning.
I mean, Craig, the Chief, you, me, the four of us just have a great time.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Four of us have a great time. That's so funny.
Yeah, checking up on my math here.
Just follow along.
Right.
just follow along. That's all you got to do. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Spins to the paint. Gordon knocked it out of his hands. Picked up by Ariza. Harden into the front court. Waits for the defense to go by. Shoots for three. Got it! What a play by James Harden again. The patience. Suckered in the D as if he was going to drive. Let him run right by him. Calmly stepped back and tickled the twine with another three. His sixth. 38 for James. 9 straight for Houston. Timeout Minnesota. 94-86 Rockets with 4:27 to go.
As you know, I'm not big on MVPs anymore. I think that's just a beauty contest. But in all likelihood, Harden's going to be the MVP this year. Rockets won. Karl Anthony Towns, 8 points last night. Might need more from him, Minnesota. All right, tomorrow. All right, now I got to lay this out for you. Saturday, I'm in Beaver Stadium. Who do I end up spending Saturday with? Mike Reed and Chris Wheeler. Now, is that pretty cool?
Have a day. That's awesome.
Wheels will be on the show tomorrow. Wheels and I went to lunch afterward. We were talking about, you know, he's I can't wait to do the show Tuesday. He had one concern. I cleared that up. I said he's no longer, he's doing sales. So, I mean, you know, it was the only concern he had.
Okay.
Is that suit? No, not there. All right, let's get to what's going on with the NBA playoffs in Philadelphia. Bring in Matt Leon, KYW. Also talk a little bit about the Phillies. Matt, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Glad to be with you.
Well, I was talking in the previous hour about the Sixers. And I said, look, you and I both know how AAU ball goes. AAU ball is I give the ball to you, and you do whatever you can as a player to impress me. And a lot of that has to deal with a lot of one-on-one basketball and you shooting. European ball, which in some ways, some European leagues are like AAA basketball, okay? Which means you're just a step away from the majors. And I've talked to Fran Fischel about this. I mean, he and I were talking about AA, AAA, and we both agreed that European ball is like AAA. It is pass, shoot, more passing, hockey assists. The Sixers, their top six scores were from six different countries against Miami. Do they play more of a European style than a lot of people realize?
Oh, I think so. And it's just the ability that they can hit you from everywhere. They do have shooters all over the place. One of the big reasons they won game one is because Brett Brown adjusted it coming out of the locker room at halftime and put in Ersan Ilyasova for Amir Johnson in the starting five to start the second half. And they had four shooters surrounding Simmons, and then that's just pick your poison with Ben penetrating and kicking out and creating off the dribble. It is a very European flair just because of the consistency from three-point land. And this is what they – I mean, obviously this has been building talent-wise. They've been working on this for years. But the whole concept of what Brett Brown's doing offensively, you know, you need shooters. And it's a little different when you've got a J.J. Redick and a Marco Bellinelli hitting from the perimeter than trying to force Jeremy Grant to stretch defenses like they were a couple years ago. I mean, they've come a long, long way. And that second half on Saturday night was really, really something.
And it's a very unselfish game they play. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. I think they've got some ridiculous streak of 30-plus assists in a game. And, I mean, a lot of that is Ben Simmons, but it's not just Ben Simmons. It's all over the place. They just kind of, it's very, you know, Spurs-esque. I mean, Brett Brown was an assistant to Pop, so you see a lot of this, you know. Let's get a good shot, lead to a better shot, lead to the best shot. And you see that, you know, possession after possession.
All right, Ben Simmons. We talked about how much better he'd be with a jump shot. That'll eventually happen. I don't have any doubt about that. What about his floor vision? When you watch him, what does he see that maybe the rest of us might not be seeing?
I feel like he sees plays developing or sees guys cutting before they cut. He seems to envision where a guy's going to be because he doesn't just hit somebody with a good pass, but he hits them in stride and he hits them in a place where they are on their way to the basket. He's phenomenal, and I don't think it's something you teach. It's something that he's just kind of got, that he's improved upon, obviously, through his basketball life, but I don't think you teach the instincts that he has when it comes to seeing the floor and passing out of it.
Embiid will not play, at least initially, but when do you envision that he could be back? Could he be back by games 3-4 down in that stretch?
I think it's possible. I wonder how much of his recovery now, because he's out of the concussion protocol, is that they want to get him. He's not where he needs to be. As far as his conditioning, because it's very easy to fall out of game shape when you're not playing in games and you can't do much. So I would think maybe when this series shifts to Miami, you could start to think about seeing him. But they looked really, really without him in game one. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing as to what they're doing. And they just keep winning. Confidence breeds confidence. I mean, you saw that with Penn basketball this year. What a confident basketball team they were at the end. How confident are the Sixers, or should the Sixers be right now?
I think they should be very confident, because I kind of have this going on in my head where the rational side of my brain says a team that won 10 games 2 years ago is not going to the NBA Finals. But then I watch them play and I look at the landscape and I'm like, who do they not match up with? Would some teams be tougher than others? Absolutely. But there's not a team that you don't look at and go, well, they would be really a difficult matchup for Team X, for Team Y, for Team Z. And I think when you're thinking like that and you got a team that's playing free and easy and is really playing with no pressure because they're so far ahead of schedule, and a lot of these kids are so young, they don't know that it's, you know, that they're supposed to be tight for the playoffs. I mean, it's really something. I think everything's on the table. I really do. It's really remarkable what's happened with this team, not just this season, but I think specifically the last 2 months, where you just really feel like the light's going on at every level.
Which now brings me, let's go to the Phillies. They're playing better of late. Does that mean that life has calmed down a bit for Gabe Kapler, or is he going to be continue to be under the microscope every move he makes?
No, it's calmed down a lot. I think, early on when everybody was, enraged, there were only two things I really had a problem with. I had a problem with him pulling Nola on opening day, and then the situation where he didn't get the reliever warmed up before he tried to put him in a game.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, a lot of this stuff, you might not agree with it, there's a logic behind it. And, a lot of the defensive shifts that they were getting caught up that were not working out the first week, they do these things for a reason. It's because guys hit the ball in a certain place. So more often than not, it's going to work out. It's not foolproof. But, who was it? Bill Parcells says winning's the great deodorant. You win six straight, and all of a sudden, nobody's talking about that. And to his credits, a lot of the stuff he's done now personnel-wise as far as mixing and matching the lineup and relievers and all, it's really worked out. Now, to be fair, it's they've played some terrible teams here the last week and a half. But that being said, they've buzzsawed through them. They swept the Rays. They swept the Reds. They took two out of three from Miami. So, there's a lot to like. And this will be an interesting series. They start tonight down in Atlanta. They should have taken two or three from Atlanta to open the season. Braves have been better than advertised so far here as well. So this could be a good series. But to answer your question in a long-winded way, things have definitely calmed down. And I think a lot of that is winning and the fact that his moves have worked out. But it's also with the Sixers and the Flyers in the playoffs, there hasn't been the scrutiny
here.
That's
right.
As well. But there really hasn't been anything to scrutinize either. So.
Right. This is how meticulous he is. The third base coach has instructions on various fielders as to how they throw numerically when going to their left or when they're going to their right. That's how detailed this guy is. The one thing you cannot knock about Gabe Kapler is you cannot knock his preparation. Fair?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And, I think he said either the end of spring training or the first week of the season that he actually prepares lineup 7 days out. Obviously there are some changes, maybe who's banged up or who's hot and stuff like that, but he is already looking that far ahead as potential pitching matchups and who he likes and who they've done well against and all. So, no, the research and the preparation is meticulous. And that's another thing, that over the long haul, that's going to win you a lot more games than it's going to lose you.
And finally, about the Flyers, just your thoughts on the three games they've played so far with the Pens.
I have no idea what to expect from this hockey team. It's real. You look at that first game where they got blitzed off the ice in Pittsburgh, and then in game two, it's like the teams traded uniforms because the Flyers were so much better than the Penguins. And then it was a pretty good first period yesterday, and then it all just fell apart.
Right.
Now, you can't give the Penguins seven power play opportunities. the Penguins, I think, are the better team. I don't think there's a lot of people that doubt that. But I think we saw in game two, when the Flyers are playing well, they can play at that level. But they just have to find a way, and they need to get more out of Claude Giroux. He's got one assist in three games. They're not going to win any series if he's scoring a point every three games.
All right, my friend. As always, a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
That is Matt Leon, KYW Philadelphia. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Back with more from the Sunbury Motors Studio in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Here's Adam Purdy with another example of how Purdy Insurance is different.
I was at home one Saturday when I got a call from a client who had just been in an auto accident with a rental car in Canada. After confirming that everyone was okay, I checked his policy and assured him that we had the proper coverages in place. Within a few minutes, I had his claim called in and he was back to enjoying his vacation.
Purdy Insurance has been answering calls like this for over 90 years.
Give Purdy Insurance a call today at 800-677-2478 to see what we can do for you.
Great to have you with us. By the way, the weather for Saturday, at least the initial forecast, in a week that includes snow, rain, finally is going to get nice by the end of the week when we need it to.
Oh, my goodness.
Topsy-turvy weather. What a gorgeous day we had on Saturday. We just dove right into summer, even though it was for about a 18-hour span. Today is pretty much just a washout.
Oh, today's bad.
And back to the heavier coat.
Yeah, it's just bad.
It's a Monday. If it's going to rain, it might as well be on a Monday.
Yeah, I know that. Boy. I want to get back briefly to what I was talking about with Matt. Oh, great. Golf Digest just sent me something. 9 healthy enough on-course snacks. Okay. You know, maybe this is... Well, you know what? Let's see here. Maybe this will be something for the Purdy tournament we can do. Let's see here. Hurry up. 9 healthy on-course eats. All right. Bars. Not all bars are created equal, it says. Really? Most are loaded with artificial ingredients and excess carbs. Okay. Well, you know me. I don't eat power bars anyway. All right. Beef jerky. Okay. Interesting. Vermont smoke and cure uncured pepperoni turkey stick. Wow. Very nice. Interesting. Now, how about M&Ms?
Trying to sink a birdie putt on 12 to get us to double digits under par.
Plain, not peanut.
Okay, I was going to say.
Oh, plain, not peanut. No. Okay. No. Where's that
crunching coming from? What?
No. My preference. Now, first of all, I would like to point out they've never created a bad M&M. Okay,
there's so many different flavors now. I can't keep track. Because now you got dark chocolate, and now you have some with caramel. You have some with that have like a coffee flavor, a mint flavor.
It
runs the gamut now.
Look, they've never created a bad M&M. Okay, I mean, if anybody want to call and argue with me about this. But, I mean, it's... M&Ms are good. Every once in a while, I'll have a few, because you don't have one.
Grab a handful, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll get the look. Okay, that's bad for you. And now, I've gotten to the point now, my response has turned into the standard, well, I got this far. No, obviously I'd like to go farther.
Yeah, but I'm holding a pretty good hand today on this poker table called life, so I'm just going to have a few more M&Ms.
So I got through the first 60 years. Okay. Now, obviously I'd like to get through at least 20 more here. Well, I mean, you know who the greatest... Right, now, she is the greatest... She's the second greatest advocate for how I eat, okay? You know who the greatest advocate is for how I eat.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Jack. Honest to goodness. I'll get... I mean, what? You can make a healthier choice than that. He'll actually order stuff in restaurants, like an extra. And he'll say, here, why don't you try this? Like, okay, he says, look, I got to keep you alive. It was in Scottsdale. So he ordered extra ginger. He says, try this out. This will be good. You'll like this.
Yeah.
Right, which I did. All right. He goes, no, it's really good for you. Really good.
So, like, when you're out golfing with Hammer, does he have, like, beef jerky or a banana or something like that? Or Since we're reeling off top snacks from Golf Digest, you know, just curious what he does.
Last time, I think we each had Guinness.
Ha 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 ha! See, now, I wouldn't have thought of Guinness. I would have thought of wine. I would have thought of wine before brew with Jack.
No, that was after. We had wine afterwards.
Sure.
No, this is... Well, first of all, you got to remember who's running the thing, okay? It's not Jack, and it's not me. It's the Mole Man. And by the way, Moeller right now is in the Netherlands.
Wow.
Right, I texted, you know who told me that? Tom Bradley told me that. So, of course, naturally, I said to Mole Man, I says, you know, we got a game this week, loyal fan you are. And I get this, I'm back Thursday, I swear.
So you got marching orders to be back by Thursday, or at least be back by kickoff.
Look, I'll be frank with you. We're a brutal group to be with. Okay, if you make any misstep in our group, you are just absolutely sliced and diced. I don't care if it's me, Jack, whatever, right? It's the second there's a moment to pounce, and by the way, the two that are really bad at pouncing as a tag team, guess who they happen to be? Oh, that's right, your friendly broadcast team.
Get outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sunbury Motors Ford. Sunbury Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be to choose from 37 2018 Ford Escapes.
Just
Ford Motor Company and Sunbury Motors have increased the discounts on 2018 Ford Escapes. They're slashed to the lowest price ever offered to the general public. Now, at an amazing $18,988. SMC is where you want to be for 2018 Ford F-150s, starting at just $26,669. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new 2018 Ford Focus for just $14,905. SMC is where you want to be for a 2018 Edge, starting at $26,790. And 2018 Ford Explorers are ready to roll in at an unheard of $29,915. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, whatever it may be. They'll find you the right insurance that fits you and the best price. They don't want you overpaying for your insurance. They also want to make sure you get what you hope for. That means if there's a claim, they will jump in as if it happened to them. They're your partner in this. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament is 16 days away. Now, how do I know that? Because I'm counting down. I can't wait to get there. I look forward to this every year. Automatic circle. Steve Engel usually gets a hold of me and says, hey, by the way, you know, just market them. Boom. Second he does, I'm locked in. And it benefits the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. I want to point out that we want to sell this thing out. Why? Because it benefits the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So get involved. Get your team involved. It's going to be a great day, a fun day. We are looking forward to it very, very much.
Yep, Sunbury Wise number, 570-286-5636. Get your team together and hang with us for the day.
All right.
Going to be fun.
All right, and we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Great to have you with us. was talking earlier about the Sixers. I'll get into that now in a moment. In fact, right now I'll get into it because of the Sixers play a European style of game in many ways. One of the issues that you have today where college coaches have to work so hard sometimes to break some habits of incoming freshmen is because when it comes to AAU ball, is so much individual one-on-one ball that you have to break them of it and get them back into thinking a team game. The other part, too, is role play. When you look at the roles that players play, they've been stars everywhere. There are stars in their team. There are stars in their AAU team. Now, does it always work out that way? No, but I'll give you one, for example, where a guy fit in beautifully in a team concept because he didn't start for his AAU team. That was Rockman from Altoona, from Allentown. Played with Michigan. He was able to acclimate to playing at Michigan and eventually be a starter there because when he came out, for goodness sakes, he wasn't a starter on his own AAU team. So he's already understood before he even got there about a role. Well, you don't find that. Now let's get to European ball. In Europe, the pass and the ability to make the right pass and get the hockey assists, which isn't calculated, by the way, and should be in college basketball. And I think it should be. I think the hockey assist is something that's really important. And it's so many plays open up where the hockey assist means everything. And in Europe, that is a big part of this, the ability to pass, set it up, unselfish style of basketball. I mean, it's really great to watch. That's how the Sixers play. Let's take it now one step further. And the one step further is this. In the victory over Miami, the top six scorers in that game on Saturday were from six different countries. How about that? Now, Joel Embiid did not play. Embiid is, while playing in Kansas, is from Cameroon. He's from Cameroon. Ben Simmons, yeah, he went to LSU. Yes, he did, but he's actually from Australia. So, they have players from six different countries. By the way, led by J.J. Redick of the good old USA. Six different countries. So, they already come in with an international style of playing, and it has paid off because it is a far more unselfish style of play, and if you want to get a group of young players together, well, young players that have played overseas in that style are able to kind of meld together really well.
For a team that makes tough, for a team that plays really, really fast, they execute really well making their tough shots.
Sure they do, but it's all set up by excellent passing and ball movement. That's what makes it all work. It all works because of great passing and ball movement.
A lot of people have been really waiting to see Ben Simmons shine, and he's been able to do that with Embiid out.
He's a really good player. It's just no getting around. He just really is, and he makes everybody else around him better. But he's also on a team where everybody consciously makes themselves better.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, if it's not Redick that's taking the three-point shot, you got Dario Saric. I mean, he's a great three-point shooter, too.
Exactly. They've got that. They play the modern game really, really well. They play the modern game really well. I give them a lot of credit for that. Again, they are the international team as to how they play. And it's not as if you don't have American players that play an unselfish game. I mean, LeBron James is a perfect example. He plays it, as far as I'm concerned, he plays an extremely unselfish game. I think Steph Curry plays an unselfish game. So does Draymond Green. They're all American players. They all play unselfish games.
Yeah, speaking of Golden State, I mean, they've got great shooters on that team as well. I mean, you can never have enough shooters.
No, you can't, but you have to have distributors, too. You can't have everybody wanting to shoot. Klay Thompson is a willing passer. Draymond Green is an excellent passer. Steph Curry is actually a very underrated passer. Very underrated. And I mean, look at San Antonio all those years. San Antonio had willing passers all over the floor. Now notice these are all older teams. It's the younger teams that really struggle with this concept. That's what makes the Sixers so interesting. This is a young team that plays a very, very unselfish game. I mean, that's what's impressive about it, because older teams, they get it. Green, Curry, Thompson, unselfish games. All right? Over the years, Spurs, all those guys, you know, Ginobili, Parker, Duncan, right? All playing unselfish games. It's interesting how the ones who actually do struggle as teams, the ones that struggle, right, to find it, they're mostly the younger teams, and guess what? They still haven't broken some of their AAU habits. Okay. That's what makes the Sixers so interesting. Sixers are so interesting because they are a young team, and guess what? They play a very unselfish game where the hockey assist is really important to what they do. Now, you don't get an assist for the hockey assist in basketball, but it is really critical to making plays. I mean, I'd love to see, I mean, you'd really, you know, obviously, in the world of analytics, there's got to be something somewhere there's got to be somebody somewhere that is calculates the teams that make the hockey assist, that extra pass to set a play up. And I would be willing to feel that in the NBA part, the Sixers are really, really good at that. They play that kind of game. Brett Brown's done a great job with them. And as you know on this show, how many times have we haven't talked about the NBA often. Have not talked about the NBA often. But when I have talked about the Sixers over the years, I have mentioned that I thought they had the right coach in Brett Brown, despite the record. When they were down and out, I said, this isn't Brown's deal. This is a front office deal. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance.
Here's Adam Purdy with another example of how Purdy Insurance is different.
I was at home one Saturday when I got a call from a client who had just been in an auto accident with a rental car in Canada. After confirming that everyone was okay, I checked his policy and assured him that we had the proper coverages in place. Within a few minutes, I had his claim called in and he was back to enjoying his vacation.
Purdy Insurance has been answering calls like this for over 90 years.
Give Purdy Insurance a call today at 800-677-2478 to see what we can do for you.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. Afternoons 3 to 5 on WKOK. Join me Wednesday, May 2nd at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 27th Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There will be morning and afternoon flights for the four-person scramble. You can win great prizes and be a part of the Steve Jones Show as we broadcast live from the tournament. For more information, call the Sunbury YMCA at 570-286-5636. I hope to see you on the course Wednesday, May 2nd. Okay, so is James Harrison a Hall of Famer? Okay, Steeler fan, is he?
First ballot Hall of Famer, I say no, but I think eventually he could get in.
The issue that he's going to have is numbers. And I don't mean the numbers he put up. It's that only five guys a year get in. I think if it ever turns out, and it hasn't, I'm not saying it should or should not be. That's not the commentary here. If it were more like baseball where you could vote for 10 people, because you can vote up to 10, I think he would eventually get in. But when it's only five, I think you have to have a lot of things fall into place for you to get there. Now, what is it? He's the all-time sacks leader with the Steelers. He has, what, 80.5? Plus, he made the Super Bowl with the Patriots. That was really cool, huh? Hello?
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? 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 Meanwhile, in the back office in the building, somebody's seething. He's not happy about this. 80.5 stacks. I mean, look, nobody's going to get close to that. I mean, Cam Hayward's the active leader right now at 37. I mean, here's a guy who retired in 2014. All right, then he came back. He had 23 sacks over four seasons, including the playoffs.
He made the announcement official this morning on social media on Instagram. He used hashtag second and final retirement. I've missed way too much for way too long, and I'm done. Many thanks to my family, coaches, the fans, and everyone who played a role in my football life. I think as time goes on, Steeler fans are going to warm back up to him again.
Oh, for goodness sake. You know what they're going to remember about him? And I'm talking about a month from now. I don't mean like years from now. A month from now. They're going to remember him taking a Kurt Warner pass 100 yards for a touchdown to close out the first half in the last Super Bowl that the Steelers won.
Got that right.
Right? They are not going to remember he was a New England Patriot, just like they're not going to remember, really, that Franco Harris played for Seattle. Right? I mean, that's the way it is. He just closed out the end of his career with the Patriots. Big deal. Ty Cobb ended his career with the Philadelphia A's. Babe Ruth ended with the Boston Braves. Willie Mays was a New York Met. Hank Aaron, a Milwaukee Brewer. Bobby Orr, a Chicago Blackhawk. Wayne Gretzky, a New York Ranger.
Joe Montana with the Chiefs.
Yeah, but he was really good with the Chiefs, though.
He was.
Joe Montana with the Chiefs. Johnny Unitas, San Diego Chargers. Okay? Yeah, on and on you go with guys who finish up their career someplace. I mean, Jerry Rice, Raiders. Marcus Allen, Kansas City Chiefs. Emmitt Smith with the Arizona Cardinals. Gordie Howe with the Hartford Whalers. Bobby Hall with the Hartford Whalers. Let's see. Who's some of the all-time greats in sports here? Michael Jordan, Washington Wizards.
Good old number 45.
he wore 23 with the Wizards.
That's right.
Let's see. Who else would fall into that category? But he's finished out someplace else. I'll take a check. I'll take another check, sure. That'd be great. Brett Favre with everybody. Finally with Minnesota, of all things. But, I mean, players have moved around and closed out their careers somewhere else forever. Forever. So he closed out with the Patriots. Big deal. Steeler fans, a couple weeks from now, all they'll be talking about is, wow, I remember that time James Harrison picked off that pass and it took 222 hours for him to run 100 yards. Remember the 7.5 sacks they had over an 11-game span in 2016? They'll talk about that stuff. They won't talk about him being with the Patriots or with the Bengals, for goodness sakes. Remember he signed that free agent deal with the Bengals?
Oh, the Bengals, he barely got onto the field. It was lucky he got in 10 plays a game.
Oh, exactly. But all these great players, so many great players ended up finishing up someplace else, did not play their entire career in one spot, maybe in a season or two, hanging on at the end. The way it is. I mean, think of the names. I mean, Johnny Unitas, San Diego Chargers. Really? A lot of people probably didn't know that. Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals. Franco with Seattle.
Robert Griffin III now with the Ravens. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
That's a different category of player. Well, I mean, for example, how many people knew Ty Cobb finished out with the Philadelphia A's? Babe Ruth with the Braves, the Boston Braves. Hank Aaron with the Milwaukee Brewers. Willie Mays with the Mets. You know, all over the place. Some of these guys, you know, who carved out a legacy with the signature players of a franchise. Cobb with the Tigers, Ruth with the Yankees, Mays with the Giants, New York and San Francisco, and of course, Hank Aaron with the Braves, both in Milwaukee and Atlanta, but they didn't finish their careers there. Gordie Howe, Detroit Red Wings, came back with the WHA, for goodness sakes. Then got back into the NHL with the Whale. Bobby Orr. Bruins, and then signed a free agent deal with the Chicago Blackhawks. Played 20 games.
Look at Jaromir Jagr for Pittsburgh. I mean, beloved in the early 90s when he played alongside Mario. I mean, geez. I mean, what teams hasn't he played on since leaving the Pens?
I mean, he can still play.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Charlie Campbell, Walter Football, an emergency with his wife today, so they had to take care of that. She's fine, but he's going to join us on Wednesday. Our thanks to Matt Leon for joining us today, and also Chris Mack for joining us today. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.